Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello, everyone. It is Redmen Bite-Size time. A bite-size look at all of the news surrounding Liverpool Football Club on today, Thursday, the 30th of March, with myself, Paul Machin. We've got a ton of things to go through here today. A jam-packed schedule, fitness and injury training news. We've got some transfer stuff being poo-pooed by the one and only Neil Jones. News on the latest nominations for the Premier League Hall of Fame. And some potentially fascinating injury and fitness news surrounding Liverpool's opponent at the weekend, Manchester City, that and all that to come. Let's kick things off then with Liverpool training news, this via Kiefer McDonald of the Liverpool Echo, who has spotted, and everyone who saw the pictures has spotted, of course, that Darwin Núñez and Luis Diaz were involved in Liverpool team training today ahead of Saturday's visit to Manchester City. He goes on to say Núñez had withdrawn from Uruguay's international camp after suffering a cut to his ankle against Real Madrid. He goes on to say, in terms of other players' availability, no sign of Naby Keita, who played for Guinea against Ethiopia on Monday night. However, Kostas Tsimikas did train despite being forced off with an injury in Greece's Euro qualifier earlier in the week. Also, Ben Doak, who'd missed out on Scotland under-21's duty through injury, was involved as well too. So yes, very, very good news and a welcome return in particular for Luis Diaz. Now, further reports have stated that it's unlikely that he will be fit to start the game against Manchester City. He may not even be involved at all, but the fact is, you know, today he is in team training, which means that, you know, we're looking ahead to the game against Chelsea on Tuesday. That's a more likely possibility, but yes, a very welcome boost indeed for what is sure to be a very intense 9 days or so of fixtures coming. Neil Jones has been speaking to Steve on our very own Journo Insight show over on Redmen Plus. But it is also being reported on via thisisanfield.com and Jack Lusby writing around this, saying despite early reports that Eintracht Frankfurt defender Evan Ndika was a target for Liverpool, club sources have described it as a firm no. Earlier this week, the Mirror's David Maddock claimed that Ndika could move to Anfield on a free transfer this summer. The 23-year-old's contract with Frankfurt is due to expire on July 1st, and Maddock explained that he ticks all the boxes as Liverpool pursue a new centre-back. There were doubts over the reliability information, though, and goals well connected. Neil Jones has now brought word from a club source. Neil Jones has said to us, unfortunately, the conversations I've had about this player have been, I wouldn't say a hard no, but a firm no. He obviously looks like he's going to move somewhere in the summer. There's a lot of clubs also linked in that story. When I looked at it, I thought, yeah, a young lad from the Bundesliga, played Europa League, played Champions League, France under 21, good size, free transfer, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. But I have to say that the people I've spoken to around Liverpool, around the club, have poured cold water on it, and I believe them, to be fair. The Anfield article goes on to say, it is perhaps no surprise that Liverpool were linked with Ndika, as Jones explains, and even less of a surprise that they were proved to be no real interest. At this stage in the season, the club will be touted with any number of targets from the Premier League and across Europe, and the Frenchman's pedigree made him a believable candidate. Jones's information is timely, with no other sources on Merseyside corroborating Maddock's claim earlier in the week. Liverpool are likely to be weighing up a number of possible signings at centre-back, with a report from the Liverpool Echo's Paul Gorst reiterating interest in Chelsea's Levi Colwill. Yes, there you go. So yeah, Evelyn Dika, which people got a little bit excited about for a day or so. Neil Jones over on Journo Insight, shutting that one down. Sorry. We will come on to another Neil Jones quote in a moment around another Liverpool target, but I just want to break up this transfer news with a report on the latest round of nominations for the Premier League Hall of Fame again via This Is Anfield. The Premier League have unveiled their 15-man shortlist for the next inductions into their Hall of Fame, including two former Liverpool players. There are already 16 players in the Premier League's Hall of Fame, while this week Sir Alex Ferguson and Arsene Wenger became the first managers to be honoured. The next class will consist of three players, will be inducted in May, with voting now open by the league's official website. Steven Gerrard is already in the Hall of Fame alongside the likes of Thierry Henry, Alan Shearer, Paul Scholes and Frank Lampard, but two other former teammates could join him soon. Robbie Fowler and Michael Owen are on the latest 15-man shortlist as confirmed by the Premier League on Thursday. Full list of nominees is Tony Adams, Sol Campbell, Michael Carrick, Peter Cech, Andrew Cole, Ashley Cole, Jermaine Defoe, Les Ferdinand, Rio Ferdinand, Robbie Fowler, Gary Neville, Michael Owen, John Terry, Yaya Toure and Nemanja Vidic. The majority of the list on nominees are English, bar Czech, Toure and Vidic, and both Fowler and Owen remain among the Premier League's all-time top goal scorers. Fowler scored 163 times in 379 top flight appearances, including 128 in 266 games for Liverpool, and was fourth in the overall rankings when he played his final game in 2008. Meanwhile, Owen scored 150 in 326, though his reputation on Merseyside took a major hit upon his departure to Real Madrid and subsequent move to Man United. Slightly understated there by Jack Lusby. Oh, This Is Anfield. Yeah, I can't see many Liverpool fans taking up the banner for Michael Owen, and if it's down to a public vote, it will be a very, very long wait for Michael Owen to get inducted into that, but great to see Robbie Fowler, anyone who grew up supporting the club, particularly from Liverpool in the 90s. Fowler was an absolute idol for my generation, my favourite Liverpool player of all time. So yeah, great to see him nominated. Can he get in? The competition is very stiff, you'd imagine. Petr Cech will have a very strong shout in there alongside Rio Ferdinand, John Terry, and obviously a bit of recency bias. Not to say he's deserving of it in Yaya Toure, but you know, he has got a huge following, whereas in reality probably didn't have the longevity, maybe, but certainly a brilliant player. And the manager Vidic, of course, we all know was perpetually pantsed by Fernando Torres, so he wouldn't be getting my vote for that, least of all the fact that, of course, he played for Manchester United.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, let's move things back to the transfer focus. Neil Jones again on our Journo Insight show. There's been a lot of links once again to Mason Mount, and there's talk of around a £70 million asking fee from Chelsea. Neil, well, asked about that said he's been one of their more consistent performers and a current England international. To sell him to someone like Liverpool would be seen as a major call from Chelsea. I don't think they could even countenance the idea of letting him run his contract down, but I definitely agree with James Pearce. £70 million for a player with 1 year left on his deal and a player who isn't viewed by them as one of their top earners, one of their top players, clearly, I don't think that's realistic for Chelsea. I think it would be a lot less than that if they were to sell him. Really interesting stuff there. Obviously, I believe it was covered on yesterday's Bite Size that Bayern Munich are showing interest in, and there'll be no shortage of takers for Mason Mount. Liverpool will clearly be looking to bolster their homegrown ranks when they're bringing players in this summer, with obviously certain players moving on, particularly Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain. The Reds are going to need some more English players on the books to help maintain the balance of the squad to allow the maximum amount of non-homegrown players in the side. You've got to fill your quotas, of course. And Mason Mount and obviously Jude Bellingham fall into that category very much so indeed. But yeah, the talk of it being £70 million seems excessive for a player with 1 year left. Of course, Chelsea are going to be in a situation where they have a significant number of players on the books and a significant number of players who need to be moved on. I imagine there'll be something of a fire sale at Chelsea, and it'll be interesting to see whether they can resist the temptation to just clear the decks and potentially damage their place in the football food chain. Chelsea, of course, have been brilliant at selling players for value all the way back to the start of the Roman Abramovich era. It's helped to maintain them as one of the top sides in the Premier League. This is a real turning point for that football club this summer, and if Liverpool could capitalise on it with a cut price deal for one of their top players in Mason Mount, then that could definitely benefit the Reds and equally hurt a potential top four rival as well. Yes, very good indeed. Fingers crossed. Okay, final thing on this fine day today. Erling Haaland has missed Thursday training with Manchester City, still reportedly injured. So just to catch up on this story, obviously I imagine most people will have heard that he was injured and was a doubt for the game. Initially, I think most of us will have gone, yeah, of course he is. Expect to see him in the starting lineup. And honestly, I still feel that way. However, taking the story back to Norway, after assessing Haaland upon his arrival at the Norway camp, the national team doctor, Ole Sand, said, "We hope that this was just a familiarity that would carry over to Saturday, but after doing tests and examinations yesterday, it became clear that he will not make it to the games against Spain and Georgia. It is better that he receives medical follow-up at the club," which of course he was sent home to do. But yet, as yet, Erling Haaland not back in team training for Manchester City. And with obviously time ticking down to the 12:30 kickoff on Saturday against them at the Etihad, there's a narrowing window for him to be able to prove his fitness. The big question is, of course, would he have to prove his fitness? Would Pep Guardiola throw him in regardless? Is an interesting question, and one I don't know enough about priors in terms of what Guardiola would do. We know Jürgen Klopp has stated in years gone by the players he likes players to have completed a certain number of full training sessions before they will be considered to be in contention for matches. What we don't know is whether that is, well, what we don't know as Liverpool fans who don't forensically analyse Manchester City, is whether the same remains true over at the Etihad. But I guess we'll see come 11:30 on Saturday, won't we? Still, do not be shocked to see him line up in that game, because we all know that Pep does like a mind game or two when the chance rears its head. Right, listen, I'm done on Bite Size here, but don't worry, the Liverpool content is not finished. I've mentioned it a couple of times there. Don't feel like I've given it all away. Wouldn't give it all away for nothing. Some gems of journalistic insight from Neil Jones over on the Jado Insight Show, which is streaming right now on redmenplus.com. You can get that in video form and in podcast form as well. Go over and subscribe. And because you are a regular Bite-sized listener, I trust that you're a regular Bite-sized listener, it might be your first time, but let's just say you're regular. If you go to redmenplus.com and you use the sign up page, go to monthly club captain subscription and use the code Bite-sized, BITESIZE, one word, all caps, Bite-sized. use it on the payment screen and we'll give you 50% off for 3 months. Yes. Head to redmenplus.com, use the monthly club captain subscription and the code BITES on the payment screen and get that 50% discount to basically get that Neil Jones show for half price for 3 months. And not just that, of course, loads of other things as well. For example, Red Men Uncensored, which if you want a bit of a wilder podcast, not football related, but featuring the main cast of Red Men TV and some incredible guests in recent weeks. We've had the likes of TV's own James Sutton, comedian Adam Rowe. We had former Liverpool midfielder John Welsh on. Chef Dave Critchley was on last week as well. We've had Kiva O'Neill of The Athletic. Tons and tons more still to come this season. Totally unscripted, totally uncensored podcast, and very much looking forward to that this week. We've got Mark Morrigan, who people remember from Dream Teams on Sky Sports. Perhaps if you've got children of a young age, the voice of Thomas the Tank Engine. He's going to be doing an uncensored podcast alongside Dave Jaggs of the Ragamuffins. And one final thing, we have got a live event coming up. Details can be found on our Twitter account. But yeah, we're going to be doing a live quiz, party games, physical challenges, and live music at Hotel Anfield in April. The details will be found on our website and on at the Red Men TV on Twitter as well. So make sure you check out all of that good stuff. And BITES will return very soon indeed. Up the Reds.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.